start us off, we have a woman who's been with us several times before, but when she was with us before, she was with her partner, Emily Salyers, as the Indigo Girls, one of our favorite acts to ever be on the mound stage. But Amy Ray has been doing her own thing since the early 80s, when the Indigos became famous in the late 80s. She kind of dropped her solo career to do the duo thing. But now she's gotten back as a soloist, and she's put out a new record on her own label, Damon Records. She started, I think, about 10 years ago to showcase other fine performers that she discovered. We've had several of them on our show, as a matter of fact, in the past. The latest was Rose Polanzani. Her new record is called Stag on Damon Records, and it features... Foot pedals here remind me when I was in Russia a couple of years back with a group that I play with sometimes, the Carpenter Ants, and Michael Lipton, our man who leads the group. He wanted to buy a foot pedal that had Russian letters on it, because his father was born in Russia, and he kind of had a feeling about that. We went in to buy it, and of course they made fun of us at first, because they said, "What do you want to buy Russian stuff? You can buy good stuff in America." I said, "No, I just want to buy this thing." We had a translator who translated. They have a great sense of humor. They're a very, interesting sense of humor. So we finally bought the pedal, and they said, "Okay, it comes with a three-day guarantee." He says, "Oh," we said, "Oh yeah, translate." He said, "Yeah, if it doesn't work, bring it back in 3 days, and we'll give you another one that doesn't work." All right. But Amy's decided to take up her own project now and put out a solo album. It's called A Stag on Damon Records. And on this record are a bunch of other groups and individuals that she features on various cuts. She's brought with her today a group from down in Durham, North Carolina, called The Butchies. Going to hear some very original music. Please welcome, for the first time solo, but actually about the third or fourth time on the mountain stage, Amy Ray and The Butchies.